So, what shall we do now? I thought of maybe questions and answers. Do any of you have, well, questions or any good thoughts or good news that you would like to share? I heard you have a lot of senior devotees visiting Durban right now.
Yes, sir.
Who's there?
Bhakti Gauravani Goswami. He used to be Vedyasa Yas on Germany.
Oh, yeah.
He arrived yesterday. And
is there some event happening, or it's just a coincidence?
Some of it is coincidence, but next week is a 3-day. Well, it's a 3-day event starting with a BBT Africa conference where leaders from all over Africa are coming to participate.
Oh.
Then the next 2 days are focused on all the leaders in South Africa getting together and discussing strategies and plans and business in itself. we also have a newly initiated sannyasi Bhakti Prang Swami, and the disciple of Bhakti Chara Swami, Bengali devotee, very sweet, saintly devotee. And then Bhakti Sarasi Maharaj is also around. and then next week, Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj, Jai Vaita Maharaj, Bhakti Vinod Swami, you may remember.
Oh, yes.
That you'll be joining us. Bhakti Charudeshna Swami from, I think he's from the Ivory Coast, disciple of Bhakti Krishna Maharaj. You'll be around. Then Ranjit Prabhu will also be coming.
Wow. Nice.
And that'll be Prabhu Nanda Kumar Prabhu Nanda.
Well, a lot of opportunities for association, hearing and serving. That's nice. Is Pundarik Vidyanidhi there? Or is he mobile enough to be there?
He normally is mobile, but today I think he wasn't feeling too good. He wasn't feeling well.
Oh, alright.
We're at the home of Sudama Prabhu and Rasika, Dasi.
Yeah, it's, what I'm seeing looks quite spacious. I mean, that's nice.
We can sit down as a future consideration for your accommodation.
All right, that's nice. All right, well, if there's nothing else now, I guess I could let you carry on. While we were speaking, the intercom rang from Kalachandji's quarters, and I never miss his calls, but for you I did. Yeah, I was actually, feeling quite blissful seeing all of you together, seeing that you're associating, chanting, honoring prasad, you know, continuing in Krishna consciousness. And I was also thinking of how much Krishna consciousness has developed in Africa. Because right now, in terms of the Juhu history, I'm working on... Oh, it's Kali Chandji again. Hare Krishna? Sure. Well, yeah, I mean, I could, it actually occurred to me to look in folio, you know, if Prabhupada wrote a letter to that effect. Those were Brahmananda Prabhu's words. Yeah, Prabhupada said, and then that, it might have been his, well, he said more or less the same thing, I think, twice, but I'll let you know exactly. I think this was a Jew Silver Jubilee talk. But I'm looking because he covered some of the same things. He didn't mention that when I did my interview of him in Vrindavan. I mean, he mentioned a lot of, but not specifically that Prabhupada put that condition. Yeah. That was in his Silver Jubilee talk. Well, it's hard to say. I mean, it's in the Lilamrita that Prabhupada asked Brahmananda to arrange for him to meet the president. But I mean, I could look in folio, but there's so much that's not in folio, but I could take a... If you want to make it, Prabhupada said that rather than... It could even be, because some of the communication was done through Prabhupada's secretaries. I didn't go into all the details, but like no one was even at the airport to receive Prabhupada. It was a real fiasco. I mean, there were definitely elements of fiasco. And it seems that the message that Prabhupada was coming was to have been conveyed by Shamsundar. So, you know, even though, yeah. So, okay. All right, yeah. Yeah, it does sound a little, what to say. I'm also not seeing. I mean, I just did a word search for Kenya. Yeah, I'm also not seeing anything. So, it's one of those decisions, but it's a it's a direct quote of Brahmananda's alleged direct quote. Or, yeah, we do. Yeah. Okay. All right, thank you. Yeah, we were just talking about that. The way Brahmananda Prabhu put it was that he had seen the big Pandal programs in India, so he thought if they did a big Pandal program in Nairobi, he could get Srila Prabhupada to come. But according to him, Srila Prabhupada didn't want to be diverted from Juhu. So he made a condition that he would come only if Brahmananda arranged for him to meet with the president, who was Jomo Kenyatta. And so he wasn't able to arrange that. But then suddenly Prabhupada decided to come anyway. But the reason wasn't for the Pandav program. The reason was to get Brahmananda to come to Juhu to take charge. So the way Brahmananda Prabhu described it, the Pandav program, it wasn't really a Pandav program, but it was in a stadium. They didn't have Pandals then. Though he said it was a complete flop. The stadium was far away, and the stage wasn't constructed properly, so like it was half falling down, and hardly anyone came. And at the end, Prabhupada said, "Oh, this is very good. You've done very nice." and then Brahmananda suspected something's up. This is not the usual way Prabhupada would respond to such a fiasco. And then he knew that Prabhupada had another motive for coming. So then, anyway, it's a whole history. But then, so they had a house in Nairobi that was the temple. And one day, Prabhupada walked into Brahmananda's room. And Brahmananda was thinking, what's happening? I mean, Prabhupada never does this. Why didn't he call me to his room? So then Prabhupada came in and sat down on the bed and started to talk to him about he got some land near a prominent, beautiful beach in Bombay where many people go for walks, and we're going to build this skyscraper and a hotel and a temple and a restaurant and do so many things. And but our Madhu visa can't do it, so I want to ask if you'll do it. And then Brahmananda Prabhu said that his only qualification is that whatever Prabhupada asked him to do, he would say yes. Even if he couldn't do it, he would say yes. And then, yeah, so he agreed. And then Prabhupada felt he could go ahead with the project. So about, I guess it was maybe, maybe a month later, Brahmananda Prabhu was ready to leave Africa and come to India. So it was the time of the Mayapur festival, and so Brahmananda Prabhu went to Mayapur and he met Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said, "What are you doing here?" And Brahmananda said, "Oh, I came to the festival. I came to chant and dance and take prasad." Prabhupada said, "No festival for you. You're supposed to be in Bombay." So then Srila Prabhupada sent Brahmananda Prabhu and Naranarayan Prabhu to Bombay to, you know, clear the land and make a pandal. And yeah, so it's quite a fascinating story. I'm learning quite a bit about the history myself, especially the things that took place before I came to Juba. Because at that stage, that was the time in Mayapur when Srila Prabhupada said that, you know, during the British rule, they had three provinces, Bombay, Calcutta, and Madras. So which do you want? So that was going on with me. And meanwhile, yeah, Prabhupada said to Brahmana, "No festival for you. You get to, you're meant to be in Juhu. You go to Juhu right away." But then I ended up there too. About a month later. But yeah, it's very, very interesting. I don't think I'll put it in a Janmashtami message, but you know, like they ask for a Janmashtami message for Juhu. I'm like so absorbed in this material. So there was one lady from Australia named Ambika who was in Juhu, very nice devotee. So she explained that one year for Janmashtami, they had a play about the birth of Lord Krishna. And it began, you know, it's very simple. There was a table that was supposed to represent the chariot. And then there were two chairs on the table, I guess for Vasudeva and Devaki. And Kamsa was driving the chariot. And so Ambika was playing Devaki, and maybe Jagat Purush was playing Vasudeva. and His Holiness Sridhar Swami was playing Kamsa. And like, so when he heard the omen from the sky that the eighth son of Devaki will kill you, like he became so furious, you know, like he put down the reins and he was like, the way she described it, he just like went wild and he upset the table and the chairs fell down. And then, you know, he grabbed her by the hair. And she was terrified. In real life, she was terrified. She didn't know what was going to happen. And then afterwards, everyone congratulated her. Oh, that was such a great job of acting you did. It was so realistic. But yeah, this is like the wonder of modern technology. We can be like so close together as if we're really in the same place. And this particular connection was quite good. The images are good and the audio is good. Hare Krishna? Okay. All right, thank you. Yeah, and you're good. You look good. And I'm sure you are good. Okay. So.
Go much. On behalf of myself, Asita, Dasi, and Varita, all the devotees present here today, we'd like to thank you for sacrificing your time to be here with us. And certainly feels like you are just sitting here.
Yeah, I feel. Felt like that, and I do feel like that.
Yeah, we'd like to thank you very, very much for that.
My pleasure. Indeed. All right, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Radhanath ki jai. Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra ki jai. Shri Gaura Hari ki jai.
Sarvakanti would like to say something.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, remember I used to tell, I promised Bhaktivedanta Swami that our camion is work in Africa. And this year my dream came true. Like every year I visit attend the Durban International Film Festival. So this year I met the Afrinoli.com people from Nigeria. They are funded by Ambarish Prabhu, the Ford Foundation. And so I told them that I like to make movies and give them, and then they will put it on Afrinoli.com. Especially like skills and stuff for Africa. I mean, Prabhupada said, since you're talking about Ramananda, he said, well, Africa is just a sweet prasadam, you know. But we can also skill them, you know. So I was thinking it would be nice. We can have like village programs, child protection. So I want to make movies and give it to these Nigerian people, filmmakers. and they can go all over and they can learn so many things. So, yeah, my dream has come true.
Wonderful. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami ki jai. So, I don't want to leave. So what will you all do now? Oh, it's already, what is it, 9:15 there?
Yeah. We'll probably have a little more care time at Prasadam.